So the first thing we have to realize when we deal with the consent exempt annexations, those annexations that do not require the consent of the area being annexed, is that we must use the subchapter C1 procedures. And that consists of some public hearing requirements, the requirements, the creation of a map of an area. We have about 90 days to complete the annexation and the requirement for the provision of services. A reminder, remember that even though subchapter C1 is applicable, there's other provisions in subchapter C which are applicable, and subchapter C1 actually refers to them under 43062, which talks about the other procedures that we have to comply with, and they are found in subchapter C. And then, of course, 430505 actually says that subchapter C applies to an annexation under subchapter C1. It's oddly worded, but there it is. With respect to the maps of the area, in addition to all the other notice requirements that we have to give for a consent annexation, we are required to create a digital map of the area to be annexed. That digital map is required to be made available to everybody in the city. If we have a website, we have to put it on the website. It has to identify the area to be annexed. It has to include our ETJ and what the ETJ would look like after the annexation. So that provision is actually found in 430635. Be sure to pay attention to that. Of course, there is a litany of public hearing requirements that have to be complied with. They're in the statute. I'm not going to go through those with you. Just understand that you need to follow those as you go through the annexation process. One of the things that didn't change for these types for annexations that was used to be for less than 100 properties is the period of completion for the annexation. So you have to complete the annexation, these consent exempt annexations, within 90 days of the institution of the annexation proceedings. They don't define the institution of annexation proceedings, but there is a deadline fairly easy to comply with. And of course, also the provision of services to the annexed area. You have to give direction to your planning department to create a provision of services that will apply to the area being annexed. And that's also in subchapter C1. All right, so that's not quite it. We also have to remember we have subchapter C2. Which is not referenced anywhere. But the thing about C2 is it is entitled General Annexation Authority and Procedures Regarding Consent Annexations. Although the only thing that is really applicable in that associated with our annexations is the provision of solid waste. And that's exactly the same as the previous law with respect to the requirement that we provide solid waste provisions to the area and when we have to do that. So just be aware that even though that is not in subchapter C1, it is in subchapter C2, and it is still applicable to those non-exempt annexations. The other section in subchapter C2 is a bracketed annexation for authority for a municipality with a population of 74K to 97K in an urban county to annex a small surrounded general law municipality, clearly one particular situation. So consent annexations, that's the next authority with respect to going through the annexation process. And consent annexations are combined into basically three schemes. One, the petition of an individual landowner or landowners. An area with less than 200 population requires a petition process and an election. And an area with 200 or more population, which requires an election process. So first is, and you'll notice I put in here annexation vary on request of owners. This is the very first section associated with this. And this is found in subchapter C3 of the statute. So first, you can only use this if every owner of land in the area requests annexation. So you have to have unanimous consent from all of the landowners in order to utilize this particular section. The section requires the city and the owners of the land to negotiate and enter into a written agreement for the provision of services to the area. That agreement has to list all the services that the municipality will provide and the effective date on the effective date of the annexation. It requires a schedule that includes the time period in which the city will provide those services. And the city is not required, the nice thing about it is you're not required to provide a service that's not listed in the provision of services, the agreement. Finally, the city must hold all the requisite public hearings found in subchapter C3, which requires the city to, during the public hearing, provide everyone interested an opportunity to be heard. And then after you do that, you can adopt an ordinance annexing the property. So that's fairly simple if you have a small area of land. And honestly, those are the only annexations since this has been adopted that I have been involved in, is subchapter C3 annexations, where the owners of the land have requested annexation of the area.